Hi, this is Satri Pensak with My Best Bets in the Visual Arts for this week. The new exhibition at Risk Press Gallery in Sebastopol is called Signs of Passage. The work in the exhibition focuses on the art of animal tracking and is inspired by the signs and marks left by wildlife and other critters. This is a juried exhibition organized by Jim Sullivan. Sullivan is a local landscape painter, but also a longtime environmental activist and one of about 600 internationally certified animal trackers. The exhibition, which may be one of the first of its kind, was juried by Benjamin Benson, who is an environmental anthropologist and cultural ecologist, as well as an instructor at Santa Rosa Junior College. Animal tracking is considered both a skill and an art that entails storytelling, movement, and visual markings. The field journals of animal trackers are usually marvelous works of art in themselves. The exhibition opens with a reception on Saturday, November 9th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. and will be on view through November 29th. Workshops on tracking and bird language will be held at the gallery, and there will also be tracking and bird language field trips to nearby sites led by internationally certified trackers. Risk Press Gallery is located on Healdsburg Avenue in Sebastopol. For more information, check their website, riskpress.com or signsofpassage.com. Then, the Occidental Center for the Arts is opening an exhibition of paintings by a stellar lineup of four significant Sonoma County artists. The show is called Paintings, the work of Tony King, Jack Stuppen, Bill Wheeler, and Adam Wolpert. History and friendship run deep and long with these four painting buddies, who have been painting together for decades. Not only that, but each of the four has made substantial achievements in their individual careers as celebrated artists, including shows in galleries and museums around the country, as well as the Sonoma County Museum. The history begins sometime around 1990, when Tony, Jack, Bill, and the late William Morehouse began painting outside together, collectively creating a large body of work and becoming known as the Sonoma Four. The culminating point for the group was the cross-country painting tour. The road trip began in California and headed to New York, painting all along the way. Eventually, work from the tour was shown at the Century Club in New York City and was dedicated to the memory of Bill Morehouse, who died in 1993. After Morehouse's passing, Adam Wolpert joined the group, which continued on for a while after that, and now these four are showing their work together for the first time. Primarily landscape painters, they each have their own distinctive style and approach to painting outdoors, but share a love and respect for the land and environment. And it is noteworthy that the exhibition takes place in Occidental, near where they live and the land and vistas that inspire them. Tony King is a nationally recognized artist whose work is exhibited in major museums and collections. After studying at Stanford in the 1960s, King moved to New York and began his career there as an abstract painter, before returning to Northern California to pursue landscape painting. Jack Stuppen is a graduate of Columbia College in New York and studied painting at the San Francisco Art Institute. Jack has exhibited nationally in many solo and group shows. His paintings are held in public collections around the country, including the Oakland Museum. Bill Wheeler studied at Yale University and then at the San Francisco Art Institute with Richard Diemenkorn and Nathan Oliveira. He has worked and exhibited in the San Francisco Bay Area for many years and lives on his infamous ranch in Occidental. Adam Wolpert is one of the founders of the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, where he still lives and works. Wolpert completed his MFA at UC San Diego. He has had major gallery representation since 1988, including many solo exhibitions and group shows. The exhibition opens with a reception on Saturday, November 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. and will continue through January 5th. For more information, check their website, occidentalcenterforthearts.org. For more in-depth art reviews and commentary, please visit my website, sartrepensack.com.